Blog Talk Radio.
Of the book of songs, in spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. I trust still lies in you. I know you're gonna bring me through this trial that I'm not in. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up the praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praising you. Every day is a brand new day. Gotta take some time to renew my faith. Pain is saying opposite of what the Bible says in the book of James. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my breakthrough. I'm still trusting you. You're gonna bring me through this trial. Cause it's gonna get hard sometimes. And when they come, I'm gonna rest in your heart. For what's about to come, yeah. It's no matter how long it takes, when I wait, I'll be patiently praising you.
Because it's been so good.
praise God, patiently praising him. Didn't matter what I got to do or what I got to go through, I'm going to wait on him. I'll patiently wait. I'll patiently wait for food because I know he's able to have ravens to bring me food. I'll patiently wait for my healing because he's a doctor that never lost. I haven't heard anybody tell me he lost. He's always healing. Always. He's a lawyer that never lost a case. I'll patiently wait. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about the Word of God today. It's Thankful Thursday. Man, it is so many things I'm thankful for. I don't even know where to start. But you know what? I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get going from there. After this word of prayer, we're going to get your scripture ready, brother and sister. Get you a scripture ready. I know there has to be. Some of you all got 2-3 of them in your belly. Let it flow like living water, like a living word. Let it flow out of you and tell the people that how good God has been to you and what scripture you thankful for today. Hallelujah. Amen. But first, let's ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song, Never Give Up, Patiently Wait. I like that song well. Amen. Yes. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto
yes.
good works, which
yes.
God before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thanking you, Father God, for another day. We thanking you, Father God, for each and every one on this broadcast and those that are listening by internet. We thanking you for our pastor who teaches the word, Father God, plain that we can understand it, Father God. Now, we're just thanking you for all things, Father God. And Lord, we ask you to continue to have your way in our life. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us, to try to hinder us from doing your will, Father God. We're praying for all those that are sick and strong, those that are bereaved, those that are going through. We know, Father God, that if they keep trusting you, that you will work things out, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to have your way, Father God, with each and every one of us. May we all draw closer to you, and may we take the word of God seriously so we're able to meditate on it day and night with us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that profound prayer.
That's
okay,
it.
Brothers and sisters, here we go. Anyone would like to thank God for a special scripture that just meant so much to them, and you want to share it, but this is your opportunity to do that. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Thank Pastor Bell for that beautiful prayer, and thank Pastor Beasley for that song.
Yes.
And verse I would like to share is Romans 8:26, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us. With Romans that cannot be expressed in words. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Romans 8:26.
The Holy Spirit help us with a lot. I mean, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, I don't know where would I be.
Yes.
He guides me. I mean, he's just awesome.
Yes.
So that scripture came across. I like that scripture. I like that. So I thought I would share it today.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Praise God. Amen.
Who's next?
Amen.
Who want to go next?
Praise God. Well, I'm so sorry. And for 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then verse 21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Thankful for that scripture, because old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and I am new in Christ. Amen.
Yes,
learning every
yes.
day, every day, with the word of God, allowing God's word to be in the lining of my heart. And I just want to thank God for this, for his word. Amen. Thanking God for Pastor Beasley as he brings the different scriptures to us and then give us clarity on these scriptures as we study daily. And that's what the word says. We are to meditate on the word day and night. So I'm thankful for this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have another one. I want to share. Anyone else? Thankful for a scripture. Or just thankful for something. You just want to say, thank you, Jesus. We take thank you, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
all the time. We take them all the time. Thank you, Lord. We take them all the time.
Yeah.
I just want you to know you can have the victory today. Just go ahead on and speak. Got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm thankful for those that help read too, Pastor, and those that are listening and listening by internet as well. We're just thankful for each and every one.
Amen. Well, I got a couple of scriptures. Several scriptures. I'm excited. But I'm excited about John 11:25-26. Listen, brothers and sisters, that ought to be your scripture. That ought to be real to you.
Amen.
That ought to be real to you. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Christ proclaimed himself to be alive. So why are you trying to make him dead? He's alive.
He's alive
right now. He says, I am the resurrection and the life.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Never, ever. Never, ever. Woo! Man, if that don't get your blood to flowing, nothing will. You can tell some folks, I ain't going to die. I've already died. It's only been appointed after man to die once. After that, the judgment. Jesus said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And then I like what he said over there in Revelation 1:18. I have the keys to death and hell. I brought that piece because I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God's peace. We have God's peace, which is awesome. I'm going to share this scripture here, over here in, I think it was Philippians 4. He said, be careful for nothing. This Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Tell him about it. Now, if you do that, the Bible says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus, through the Spirit. So don't worry. Don't fret. Who cares about what the threats you get? You know, nowadays, we get so many threats from letters, and especially if you late on your bill. But don't worry. He got you.
Hallelujah.
Never worry about anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Can't do both of them now. So that's what Paul was saying here. That's what he was suggesting to us over here. So I'm thankful for this scripture. You got to make your request known. And you give thanks to God. And if you do that, he said there's a peace that goes beyond all understanding. I love it. God's peace is different than the world peace. That's what he said. Now, I'm going to give you a peace the world don't know nothing about. Can you just imagine never being anxious about anything, never getting all bit out of shape? Don't worry.
Amen. Praise God.
We have worry on the job, worrying about our children, our grandchildren. Stop worrying. They're going to be all right. That ain't your job. Your job is to pray. You worry. Paul advised us to turn our worries into prayer. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Woo, I say that? Yeah. Every time a situation come up, instead of worrying, thinking about, well, lady said, I ain't worried, but I'm just thinking about it. You lying. You lying. Stop worrying.
Amen.
Stop worrying. Because if you're going to worry, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, then don't worry. So that's what Paul says over here. He says, and I just like the way he puts this. And John supported it. Remember over there in John, what's that, 14:27? I'm going to go there right quick. Now, this is Thankful Thursday. I'm just getting my eyes out now. Pastor had her shot. Somebody else had theirs. Evangelist Renee had her. I'm going to get my little shot out right now. In John 17, see, I'm thankful for these scriptures because they're supporting scriptures. In John 14, I think it's the 27th verse, he says, this is like a supporting scripture. He says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. Can you imagine? He's giving us something the world can't even give you. It's going to go beyond anybody understanding. They're worried if my child going to get out of jail. They're worried about how they're going to make it. She said, calm down, pump the brakes. I'm going to give you a piece while everybody else is worrying about what's happening over there in the war, what's happening in the Supreme Court. God said, I'm going to give you some peace about it.
Hallelujah.
You good? He said, and the peace that I'm going to give you, the world have no idea. They don't even get, they don't even understand it.
Mm.
And then he says this. I just love this. He said, let not your spirit or your heart be troubled. Every time we look around, we're worrying about this and afraid of this. And man, bind that mess up. See, when you get the peace of God in you, and I'm just going to tell y'all straight up, when you get the peace of God in you, it's like you're part of the resurrection. You don't care because you're in Christ. What you care about?
Amen, amen.
Sometimes we start caring about certain things too much, especially when it comes to finances and stuff. Man, I could far less care.
All right.
Pastor, you... No. See, if you knew, if you really knew what was really going on, you'd think like I think. If I need it, God's going to provide it for me. So I'm thankful for this scripture. I'm thankful for it. He said, don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Remember, the result of the Holy Spirit is working for us. He's working in our favor. He's working things together for us. The Spirit is working all things together for us. Even while we sleep, He's working things.
Amen, amen.
And He give us this peace, And let me tell you right now, I don't know why the Lord tell me to say this, but I'm going to say it. He said, ask me for it. You don't have this because you ain't never asked me for it. But if you ask me for the peace, don't worry about the conflicts. You finna get some assurance now. You finna get some assurance.
Thank you, Lord.
You know why? Because you giving you, Christ giving you His peace. Wow. Can I just say that one more time? Because I want you to get it. You're not going to get any kind of peace. You're not going to get what the world or the counselors or the pastor or the preacher or the apostle. He said, I ain't finna give you this stuff. I'm finna give you something totally different. Sure, they can take the word of God and they can counsel you, so forth and so on. And then the world got all kinds of psychiatrists and they got all this. If I can be honest, brother and sister, tell God, say, you know what? I want your peace. Paul said, if I pray now, over there in Philippians now, he said, if I pray, because this, but in everything, matter what it is, in everything, by prayer and supplication. Don't no plan on doing anything without praying about it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to speak to somebody married right now. I don't even know why the Lord tell me to say this. He said, you might need to pray before you even talk to your wife or talk to your husband. Pray, because you don't want to start no argument. You want to keep peace.
Amen.
Just pray everything before you go and try to talk to somebody about an issue. He said, pray. Oh, I love that. No matter what the situation is, put God in it.
Hallelujah.
When you pray, you just invited God in your business. And I like the fact he said, make your request known unto God, not man. Stop telling man all your business. He don't have no peace for you. You tell, honey, let me hear what you got to say. They just want to ear hustle. That's all they want to do is ear hustle. Don't give them that place. Go tell God, and then God's going to give you some peace about it, and you ain't got to tell nobody else. Bam, it's done. It's a done deal now. God got that thing. He done got involved in this situation. Now, look out, devil. Look out, friends. Look out, family. God got involved in this thing now, and he just gave me a peace you can't give me.
Past
all understanding. So don't even try to understand what I'm trying to tell you. But I tell you this, brothers and sisters, just pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor, it's easy when you tell God, Lord, you tell me to pray, and you're going to give me your peace. I need your peace about this one.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, anybody else got a scripture or something you thankful for today? Anyone? Anyone got a scripture or anything you thankful for today?
Amen. That's just like to read in 4, 6, and 7 from the Message Bible. And it reads, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And then you said John 14:27, it says, that's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. Amen. Thank God for his peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone else? I'm going to share, comment. Today is Thankful Thursday.
Amen, amen.
Well, this is your opportunity. Whatever it is that you need to share, share. Hallelujah. Well, it's so many scriptures I'm thankful for, brothers and sisters. But when I think about John, I mean, if you could take this word personally, and know that you'll never die. I mean, how many people going to walk around here and say, I'll never die? That puts you in a whole nother class. Puts you in a whole nother class. Puts you in a whole different ball game. When you have that confidence. And not only that, but God's going to give you peace about it.
Yes.
He's going to give you peace about it.
Amen, amen. Yeah, like what the Message Bible says about that as well, Pastor. John 11:25-26 from the Message Bible. He said, you don't have to wait for the end. I am right now, resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Because, see, when you believe it, you act like that. You speak that. These are the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe, you acting on that. You act like this, you know. It just never ceases to amaze me how we that are Christians when Christ is supposed to be the center of what we're about, and yet we allow the enemy to take place through religious beliefs. When you got, that's your right to believe in Christ. That's your right to believe in the resurrection. That's your right to believe in righteousness. That's your right. Don't take your right away. Yeah. It's your right to have the peace of God. Christ said, I'm going to give it to you now. I'm going to give you my peace.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Woo, that blows me away when I think about he's going to literally give me a peace. Because I know he had peace. He wasn't worried because he said, if you tear this temple down in 3 days, I'm going to build it up. I ain't worried. Tear it down. He's talking about the building. He was talking about his body. Because he already knew what the deal was. He had peace about it. He had peace when he went to the grave of Lazarus. He had peace about it. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Yeah. It ain't nothing like the peace of God, brother and sister. I'm going to tell you, that woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, when Jesus got through her, she had peace. Jesus said, where's your accusers? Mm-hmm. She said, I don't know where. No, I don't know. They gone, I guess. Jesus said, well, I don't need you either. That woman had peace. She went boogity, boogity, boogity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow.